the Bengals on top, and to a lot they in the underdog slot. But the fact is they're the champs of the AFC North. A playoff berth is what they got. Ain't had a shot since it was 2015. Time to play like they've been here before. Ja'Marr Chase, you can't ignore. That's a grown man. Thought you could slow him, then realized he got his own plan. Hey Cincinnati, we've been repping for the homeland, trying to turn our supporters into the.
Hey, how you guys doing? This is producer from Brothers Comics. Welcome to the Who Day Over 40 podcast. For a long time, long suffering Cincinnati Bengals fans. Who day, everybody? We're 7 days from the NFL draft for 2024, but today is a special day, and for two reasons. One, we have Hutch back on the podcast. Hutch, what's happening, man?
What's up?
You've been away for quite a long time. I've been running a single high safety by myself running this podcast, man. What's been going on?
That's that song by Casey and JoJo, Life.
Yeah.
Life. Yeah.
Understood. So the other big part of this is 25 years. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see it says Happy Achilleversary. 25 years ago, in the 1999 NFL draft, the Bengals select Akili Smith. Well, we're going to talk about that tonight and all it entailed, as well as look at the Bengals draft in five-year increments starting from that point. So 99, 2004, 2009, 2014, 2019, covering a couple of different eras, you know, the Bruce Coslett era, what we get into Dick LeBeau there, then into, you know, Marvin Lewis, and the first draft for Zach Taylor is the 2019 draft, and nothing good came from that really either. We'll get to that as well. So yeah, we'll jump right in. I know you're already shaking your head. What's the problem, sir?
I walk into this.
Yeah, this is a little bit painful.
It's a whole lot of colonoscopy painful.
Well,
with no Vaseline.
Yeah, but again, it's I think view things in a large kind of spectrum of seeing things from start to end. You know, this team was so poor in 1999 in so many different ways. And to be where it is right now, to potentially being a Super Bowl contender in 25 years, that's awful too, a quarter of a century. But also, you know, it's not as bad as it was. You know, it's kind of like when we used to watch the Incredible Hulk on like NBC or that ridiculous Spider-Man show. Like, it was cool to us at the time, but it pales into comparison to what it is now. So what we have now eclipses what it was. So it's I don't necessarily fun to look back, but at least you can see the progress that the franchise has made.
When this is all done, well, I'll come up with my whatever, but I'm in the seat now. I'm tall enough to ride and old enough to ride.
Noted. All right, so let's look at it. I specifically put these ahead in front of you just for pain. So just
prepare. Pain.
Yeah, all right, understood. All right, so let's go back in the Wayback Machine, man. 1998-1999 season. Bengals finished 3-13 under Bruce Coslett, horrible coach. Remember, Boomer finished 97. You know, he came in and he took over for Jeff Blake, and the Bengals, I think, finished 8-8. And then the Bengals didn't want to bring him back because they didn't want to pay him, and he left. So the Bengals signed Neil O'Donnell, fresh off of getting benched in Pittsburgh, to come and compete with Jeff Blake, which he winds up winning the job and starting 12 games that season. And the Bengals at one point were 2-3 and then wound up finishing 3-13. Any of this sound familiar to you?
Just Novocaine, yo. I need Novocaine.
Right. The promise that was Jeff Blake and the deep ball and all of that just went south so quickly, and his inability to complete an intermediate pass, and everything just went to south so fast. So I'm wondering why they thought Neil O'Donnell was going to be the answer there after he gets a run out of Pittsburgh.
Because Neil O'Donnell was Captain Checkdown. And they thought that, you know, he came from a winning franchise. you were at least two games we might have a chance in.
Well, they did. They were 2-3.
Right. Well, but against the against that Steeler team that he came from.
Yeah. Actually, the next to last win of that season is against the Steelers.
Steelers, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you pick up the dude you get of the team that got rid of him just because he'll play tough, he'll play hard that them two games for sure.
Yeah, he's pretty awful. And yeah, this was a bad time. Coslet was terrible. I mean, there was just nothing there. This is Mike Brown, honestly, at his worst, even though it's going to get a little bit worse before Marvin gets hired. Yeah. But this is him at his worst, his inability to pick players, the inability to hire the proper people. Like, this is a bad, this is why it's Uday over 40 and long time, long suffering right here at that back, the back part of the 90s. All right. So let's move on. So we get to that draft and we got some hard choices, Hutch. Hard choices. So the top three quarterback prospects going into that 99 draft, Tim Couch, Donovan McNabb, and Akili Smith. So if you're on YouTube, you see the Sports Illustrated cover with, what is that, John the Big Dog? He's RIP, I would assume, right?
I'm assuming.
There's no chance. So Browns are picking first because they're even worse than the Bengals. And the Bengals are picking third with the Eagles stuck in the middle there. Why didn't we pick Donovan McNabb?
You know why.
You can't say that. I can say it. Who we picked third.
I can say it. It ain't right, but I can say it.
Why you picked the black dude on the third pick?
Look, I bet you they was like, Akili, maybe he's Italian.
One-year starter at Oregon, I believe, running a gimmick offense. He'd probably be a better player in today's
league. Today, right. Now that the league's becoming the arena league, right. Where gimmick offense is the norm now.
Right. And this was a big deal at the time because it really was in between Couches from Kentucky. So obviously the Cincinnati contingent would have been okay with getting, you know, Tim Couch, Akili. He really comes up, winds up being the double consolation prize here, whereas they pick him third. Do you remember this time in your life, sir?
Fudge, no.
Okay. I do. We had a black quarterback. We just had a black quarterback. We're drafting another black quarterback. There was an opportunity, I thought, or at least a sense of, hey, this might actually work out. It didn't.
No, that part we got figured out.
Yeah.
Who in the hell was scouting back then? Because they should have been extra fired.
Well, we'll spin that forward when we get to the 2024 draft. That remember, this is the time where the Bengals had smallest scouting, group in the league. They were still sending the coaches out on the road to do the scouting as well as coaching the games because they were just hella cheap. And this was just a bad time. And so it stands to reckon Mike Brown thinking, well, if I get a quarterback here, then we'll be in good shape. Okay, but then you got to be correct on the quarterback because you've been wrong twice now because Klingler is not that much far above this. And then you're going to get this wrong here in 99 as well. So this was not a great time. Like, at all. Like, I just don't understand. But I'm going to make you feel worse about it here in a second. And let's bust you. I do. But let's look at it this way, too. It's not like Tim Couch was any good. Not like he came in and set the league on fire.
Right. So when you get to the overview of this group of people, it's going to come down to one thing.
Pain.
Pain for the state of Ohio.
Yes, that's
awesome. But I'm going to say that, you know, I don't remember Nanny's. I mean, I remember Couch of all the three of them as their college career. I don't remember nothing about Donovan McNabb.
What is it, Syracuse?
He went to who watched Syracuse anything other than basketball?
Not basketball, right?
Right. So I mean, Eddie Black, whatever.
Right.
So it came down, in the overview, it came down to coaching.
I think it's just lack of scouting, you know. And then again, they don't do Akili any favors when he does get drafted. He holds out for it was a significant number of days, right, which that was just the standard for the Bengals at the time, you know. Right. And again, hey, you worry about your picks holding out. Thank Mike Brown for the rookie salary cap, because he's the one that essentially got that push through, eventually getting everybody on board with it. All right. Mm-hmm. Hail Mary, full of grace from New Orleans. So the opportunity for the Bengals to save themselves was presented to them. 25 years ago, Mike Ditka, an idiot. Is he dead? Did he die?
I don't think he died. You sure? I know I'm not.
To the dark side, right.
He did a Ric Flair. They got the rosemary beads out and everything. And
okay.
I don't know if he went all the way.
All right. He's coaching the Saints at the time. He wants to move up to draft Ricky Williams, and he offers his entire draft to teams in the top five, which would have been 8 picks, 1, 3, 4, 5. Like, it was 8 total picks. And with a first and a third, they didn't have a second. And to get into the top four, it gets offered to the Browns. It gets offered to the Eagles. It gets offered to the Bengals, too, before the former Redskins actually take that pick and get all of those picks from the Saints. So the Bengals could have had an opportunity to have their entire draft picks on top of the Saints, 8 other draft picks, to come out of the draft with NAM 16 picks. At some point, you probably would have, you would have fallen into it, a Pro Bowler with 16 picks, you think, right?
Maybe.
I mean, come on. How could you miss with that many picks?
We went 30 years without winning a playoff game. We can figure it out.
That's fair. So, okay, side brother topic. Mike Ditka should have been hella fired before midnight.
Right, but the Saints were quote unquote so bad that this is the shit that they were down to.
Right.
Them top 3, 4, 5 picking teams were so fucking horrible that this shit went down.
And then Ricky Williams at the time, this before we found out he had like an anxiety disorder, and then before his weed got out of control. If he had played his entire career, he'd probably have a Hall of Fame career. But he, you know, he just couldn't kind of put the weed down. And in a league that now, they don't really care about it all that much. You know, kind of a trailblazer.
Really, they kind of don't really care about it back then either. Yeah. We didn't care about you. I mean, they cared about it all because the government cared about it.
Yeah, right. A trailblazer of the Portland variety back in his day.
Right. Well, was that a pun?
Yes.
Thanks. Well, wait a minute.
Yeah. So, yeah. Google up.
Mike Dick is still alive.
He is still alive. Okay.
I mean, he's 70 something. He's 80 something. He's born 1939, the number.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah. So the Redskins wind up taking those picks and drafting whoever they drafted, although I think the only person that they got out of that draft that turned into somebody was Champ Bailey, and the rest of them was Fugazi too, because we have to understand the Redskins then and a little bit now, a trash franchise. We just didn't know it because they had all the
Champ Bailey previous with the championships Hall of Fame.
Or whatever. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But it's a trash franchise run by a trash person at that time who just finally sold that team. All right. So yeah.
He owned him back in 99?
Mm-hmm. I believe he was still there, wasn't he?
He might have been.
I think Snyder was the owner then, too.
Well,
you know what? No. When did Spurrier wind up coaching? Because I think that was his first hire. And that was 2000 and something. Spurrier was still with Florida, I think.
It's not going to be on the test, but yeah.
Noted. All right, let's make it hurt some more, sir. All right, so the Bengals, who don't trade away 8 picks that they could have gotten, make all of their picks. They make 9 picks, I believe. And look at the names on this list, sir. Akili Smith, Charles Fisher, I think is a DB from West Virginia. Yeah, Corey Hall, cornerback. Craig Yeast, the wide receiver from Kentucky. Look at the names, sir. Is there anybody that sticks out?
Why?
Does anybody stick out? I'm just saying they had a whole 9 picks in a draft and didn't find one player that, I mean, that Charles Fisher had a cup of coffee with the Bengals. And Corey Hall did.
Corey Hall something, yeah, something.
He had a couple of coffee as well. But right. In terms of draftable players that really stayed in the league or even with the Bengals and contributed.
Well, first off, like after the third round, everything else is usually a toss anyway.
Right. Yeah, but at some point you at least recognize the names. A whole bunch of school teachers on here.
But it's 1999. I'm lucky to remember Keely Smith at this point. That's just 25 years ago.
Oh, my goodness. I think, what, Kelly Craig, the D-tackle, he had a cup of coffee too, right? That sounds familiar.
Hell no. I'm like for that fourth grade grandson or something.
I don't know. I'm just saying. It's bad. So, like I said, everybody that's listening here, we are going to go in 5-year increments, okay? Because essentially, what's the NFL career? The average NFL career is a little under 3 years. So, a 5-year thing, you should be able to. Oh, this guy got drafted in 5 years. You know, they have either averaged themselves out of the league, or they've excelled to the point where they actually stayed onto the team, and you might be able to remember them. Maybe even when you get to the next draft. But that's not going to happen here for the Bengals. So if you remember, as we transition into the new millennium, since they struck out at quarterback, that's when they bring in Kitna to kind of be the bridge guy or whatever till they have to draft another quarterback. So we jump ahead 5 years where they have drafted that quarterback. And who is that quarterback?
Carson
Palmer. Yeah, it's Marvin's second year, Carson Palmer's first year as the starter. And you know, okay, well, I think we got our franchise quarterback. We got to get some offensive players around him. First pick, Chris Perry out of the school up north. I go ahead and get your rant in.
Fuck him. You know what you're doing to me is really almost telling me that fucking history repeats itself.
Well, ooh, yeah, it's going to get worse, by the way. So, he was not good. This is the first time I'd ever heard of a sports hernia. The rumor and innuendo is that he was not happy to be drafted by the Bengals and let them know about it repeatedly, and was not a successful first-round pick at pick number 26. And I believe this was a trade back because the Bengals, I think, finished 8-8 that season, and I believe they traded back, which is why they have two number twos.
Shouldn't we have got the dude who went to the Falcons, right? Or he went to the Rams first. What was his name?
Oh, the dude from Georgia.
Who was his blankety blank name?
As you're looking that up, any of these names jump off the page? Keywon Ratliff, Madee Williams. You know, he had a few cups of coffee. And he actually signed with a different team when he left. I think he signed a free agency with the Vikings. Caleb Miller was here for a while. This was Marvin.
Some of these names do.
Yeah, they stuck around. Yeah.
Robert Gathers.
Gathers.
Yeah, Gathers.
11 years in the league.
Stacey Andrews.
All of them with the Bengals.
Andrews stayed. I mean, this is, except for that first pick, well, the key on Raffler was probably.
No, Madee Williams played some quality safety there.
I'm saying, except for that first pick.
Yeah.
The rest of them, I mean,
Matthias is few washed out at D tackle.
Right, yeah. They were Bengals enough, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, look at all those picks: one first, two twos, two threes, three fours.
The Bengals were shopping at not Sam's Club. They were shopping at Kmart trying to find diamonds.
Blue light specials. Yeah. Right. And again, that philosophy of, but again, all right, our philosophy is, well, we're going to take a bunch of picks and eventually we'll hit on some. Then why didn't you take all them picks from the Saints?
And that shit happened again too. But no,
right. You had 16, you would have had 16 chances to find somebody. Get your quarterback some other time. Roll O'Donnell out there again. The next year they went from 3-13 to 4-12. Didn't matter.
Steven Jackson. That's who they could have.
Steven Jackson, yes. Yeah.
Fuck!
Yeah, that messed that up. Yes, Chris Perry, y'all. Sports hernia. Did not.
Did not came and pan out. He didn't right. aluminum out.
I mean, honestly, a first round pick. Can you remember any play that he made of any significance in four years?
What his best play ever? The
call second, back on a hole.
Call back on some shit. Yes. And he got hurt on the what a preseason tore up his knee or was that him?
I don't think that was him. But yeah, the sports hernia is the thing that took him out. Like. Most of his first, I think that was his first season. But yeah, look at this. He rushed for 606 yards in his career, sir. Yeah, I know.
I'm only 607 behind.
Yeah, terrible.
And a couple million too. So
understood. Two career touchdowns though. All right, here we go. Awful. All right, so we'll go into 2009. Then we'll still be almost at the end of the Carson era as he gets fed up and he wants out. Before we start the Andy Dalton era. All right. So.
Man, this is some. You are really trying to. I'm writing you up. This is criminal.
So, 2009. Andre Smith is the pick. The offensive tackle out of Alabama. He was the sixth pick. They viewed him as a right tackle. You do not draft right tackles with top five picks. But outside of that, I mean, he has a long career in the league. You know, he plays for the Bengals. He leaves. He comes back like a couple of times, I believe.
He does come back a couple of times. Like
the photo I'm using, you know, is from his failed. I think that was his pro day. He showed up hella out of shape and did not do himself any favors. But look at that draft, though. It's fairly successful, like, through the first three picks. It falls apart after that until you get to Kevin Huber, who was a Pro Bowl punter. But there were some people that played in the league here. Smith, Ray Maluga, Michael Johnson. These are all second contract players for the Bengals. And then, like I said, Huber was here for, what, 10 years? Easy. As a solid punter, he got a lot of practice, you know.
He got a lot of practice. And we went to the playoff that year, right?
2009, I do believe that's the year we lose to the Jets.
That horrible. Well, I mean, so, man.
Yeah. I mean, but look at that. There's quality players there. They did well.
Right. Michael Johnson, he's a boomerang. He came back.
Yep. Second contract guy. Ray Maluga.
Ray Maluga never left Cincinnati. I think he's in jail now.
No, he's not. Follow him on Twitter. He's found Jesus. And then, like I said, Andre Smith boomeranged a couple of times back to the Bengals. But, I mean, this was a solid draft for them. But, again, look at all the picks. So while you were away, though, I did two parts on a thing about, you know, why the Bengals suck in the trenches. Because they don't value it. And when we get to the draft here coming up, they don't value it. Like defensive tackles, offensive linemen. Look at, if we go back.
The NFL didn't value
it. Understood it, but teams that do value it place premium picks on it. So if you go back to 2004, the Carson Palmer era, the first time they take an offensive lineman is round four with Stacey Andrews. That's the only offensive lineman they take. Now, again, you were going through this area where you were cycling through Levi Jones and Whitworth is coming here in a second. And Willie Anderson is coming out. Like, you had some Pro Bowl and then / Hall of Fame kind of talent there. But you are picking, look, Matthias Askew, defensive tackle, in the fourth round, washed out 2 years. Like, they just didn't value, they didn't put a premium on it. Like, oh, we'll just get somebody later, we'll just get somebody later. And so in this draft, they go Andre Smith, Jonathan Luigi, they needed a center. Washed out completely, didn't play. And then, Clint McDonald, he did play, but I think he did well, like, in Seattle, not necessarily for the Bengals.
Which I'm gonna go. That goes back to my coaching thing too.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, if you don't put any value on the offensive line and the defensive line, I mean, they like to draft ends, but not defensive tackles. You're gonna get the results that you're getting, which is where we are right now.
But the top of the draft or whatever should be for skilled players for the most part. I mean, drafting offensive linemen in the top five, top ten. I mean, that's not the norm.
But that's where the Pro Bowlers are.
That's where the Pro Bowlers are. Yes, at offensive linemen. But people aren't buying the jerseys of offensive linemen.
No, understood, but that's not what you – well, if we don't do that, then that's where our quarter – let's go to 2014. Love that picture at the top there. Oh, yeah. Yep. Look at this draft. Darquez Denard. This was this thing where we kept drafting cornerbacks in the first round.
Right.
That didn't work out. He sucked. He sucked.
He was
bad. Like, and you spent a 24th pick on him. Right. Jeremy Hill, known for that picture on there again. If you're watching on YouTube,
is that the worst playoff game I watched? not Super Bowl game.
He was just back in Cincinnati the other day. He tweeted the fumbler is back or something, like he was in Cincinnati for something.
Right.
So, you know, he shouldn't be able to come over that damn bridge. Like, honestly, right. Somebody should be waiting there.
Right.
Like, for him to see.
Corey Dillon should be more. Von Offenlopper, whatever that Ooper Looper who knocked out fucking the quarterback. Carson Palmer should be more welcome than that F nut.
Yeah. But look at this draft. This is the starting of the fall here for Marvin Lewis, even though it doesn't happen for five more freaking years. Denard, bust. Jeremy Hill, good for 1 year, busted out from the fumble.
The fumble. That's his
confidence.
Right.
Yep. Will Clark, washout defensive super end. Awful. Russell Bodine, we rolled him out at center for years until we replaced him with Billy Price, who was worse. Worse. But again, fourth round pick for a freaking defensive, you know, an offensive lineman.
He was glad to be playing. He could have been selling tires.
I just seen AJ McCarron play in the UFL, so he's still around. He had a cup of coffee with the Bengals at the end of last season, came back.
Right.
And the rest of these dudes, a bunch of Jags.
Right. Well, hey, they got drafted in the NFL, and that's their claim to fame to our knowledge.
Well, we let them probably hang out on the team for longer than they should have, but sure. All right. So, yeah, so Jeremy Hill, yeah, I mean, he's the most memorable player from that draft, but for all the wrong reason. The absolute worst reason possible. All right.
Not the worst reason.
Well,
but
worst football reason.
Right, he's the worst football reason.
Correct. Also losing the playoffs this year as well, and the next to last year. Yeah, that's a whole nother story. All right, and then so finally Marvin gets run. Thank God. Finally gets run. We get to the Zach Taylor era.
And he has his first draft. At the beginning of Zach Taylor, it would have been terrible. Yeah,
that was a pun intended. This is awful. His first draft is goof. Boy, oh boy. Only two dudes left on the team from 5 years ago. If you take that in, it's Drew Sample and Jermaine Pratt.
Did you see that article in the news or ESPN or somebody had an article where how many people do you still have on your team from 5 years ago? I think the Falcons were first with like six or six.
Yeah.
But yeah, so basically the turnover is high.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure. This is probably much of the average, I'm sure, you know, 5 years down the road. That's fine. But Jonah signed with the Cardinals in the free agency this year. Drew Sample back with the Bengals on a 1 year deal. Jermaine Pratt signed his extension last season. The rest of these dudes, I think Michael Jordan may still be in the league. Not that Michael Jordan, y'all. The bad one who got our quarterback's knees shredded. And I don't think the rest of these dudes, Travion Williams.
That's right.
So three people. I'm sorry. Yeah. I mean, he has no shot of making a team this year, but sure, go nuts.
And then
the rest of these are just a bunch of, you know, just another guy.
Right.
See, so this is bad.
Talk to the Rock.
Yeah, this is bad too, you know. And as Zach came in 2019, that process of turning the team and the draft over to Duke Tobin really started to kind of take place. and, you know, this idea of who they wanted, the type of player they wanted, it started to, you know, come into place more recently with these drafts moving forward. So that means a week from today, it's the 2024 draft, man. Who you picking? Because if you don't pay any attention to the trenches again, and this is supposedly historically a good to great draft for offensive tackles, who are you picking? We're going to mock up here in a minute, but who are you taking, Hutch? You got to have a player that's coming in and playing.
This has been my mindset since old boy went down last year to not get back up. Now, I should have put up old boy who just recently died, Carl Weathers, with his shit from Rocky. There is no tomorrow.
Right.
You gotta pick whoever you need to get to be holding up that fucking trophy in February.
Agreed. Go ahead.
I was like, I don't know who that motherfucker's gonna be, but whoever should be, I mean, and move up in the draft, do something creative, because you got 6 playoff games guaranteed, and this is the fucking Steelers, the Browns, and the fucking Ravens. And you don't fucking beat them, we home for the holidays.
Right. And I think the mindset should be shifted in that direction. And I kind of feel, just on the outside looking in, that it has. There's no redshirt first round, second round, even third round picks. Those, and you have 2 third rounders, those dudes need to come in and be able to give you significant snaps. No projects like, oh, we're going to move him to, you know, guard and, you know, and whatever, and let him sit and learn. No. They need to come in. If you're going to do that, then trade the picks and move up to get the people that you want that can come in and play. Because you don't need, well, they got 9 picks. You certainly don't need, there's not 9 positions available on this team. So,
or if there is, we're in trouble.
Right.
More trouble than I already think we already are.
Right. So we'll move into the mock draft portion of this. It's not Monday, but we'll move into the mock draft portion. And let's see if we can do this present here. It's always a challenge. Share screen. Mock draft.
Well, we can't wait. I mean, the waiting is over. Oh, boy. Right. He's in year 5 now.
See? This is year 5.
Year 5. I heard T. Higgins is going to stay with the Bengals.
Hooray. He did say that. Right. Yes. Hooray. For this season. Correct.
Right. This is right. This is it for about 3 known folks for sure.
Right.
Whether they know it or not.
Yeah. So we're not going to force any trades here. I slowed the clock down so we can start to see. There are been some people that have mocked several people to the Bengals. That it's starting to get kind of crystallized, and then from listening to other pods or whatever, it feels like it's leaning towards defensive tackle over offensive tackle in round 1. So let's see if this plays out. Here we go.
Well, that one dude from Texas killed his draft status.
Well, that's not the one they're thinking about. So tackles ran here. So a lot of the people that have been mocked to the Bengals, Fanuatu, who goes right before to Jacksonville, Latham was gone as well, Joe Alt, Oluwaseu from Penn State. Like, I mean, all of these dudes are gone. So there's going to be a run on tackles. There's a possibility that Brock Bowers winds up dropping that far, but I can't see it. But also, if it did happen, y'all really need to run that card up there. And y'all just got to figure it out with your quarterback in that game.
You have to, whatever you can get, you need the best at that position, tackle, tight end. Hell, if you can get Marvin Harrison Jr. at this point, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Whatever. We got to go. I mean, the league has become the arena league anyway. Fuck it. Go for it.
So Fashanu goes to the tackle run here. Fashanu at 10, Latham at 11, Bowers goes to Georgia at 12, Fuaga at 13. Denver taking a tight end with no quarterback. So Fatanu from Washington, that's somebody that's been mocked to the Bengals. So if we go look to see who's available, we don't need Cooper DeJean. There's no defensive end that's going to get snaps. Jazar Newton.
Yeah, that dude, I see him a lot now. Yeah.
But Byron Murphy is the one who has a lot of this, the buzz and for Cincinnati at this point, the defensive tackle from Texas as well. You know, it becomes one of those things. Do you take the tackle there or do you go down and take like a Marius Mims to play right tackle or to learn at right tackle? Is he going to be behind Trent Brown for a year? But again, that's your drafting a player that's not going to play. What's the point?
Right. Hands on deck.
Right.
All
Murphy's going to play for sure. Right. Murphy's going to play. So that's where I'm leaning. I'm leaning towards the defensive tackle. And then if I'm going to get a offensive tackle that's going to learn, I'll get him in a later round. So what do you think?
Get Mims that defensive
or
tackle.
Newton? Murphy or Newton?
Stay out of the Big Ten. Murphy.
Taking Murphy. Hit the wrong button. All right, so draft Byron Murphy. All right, we're getting into round two, y'all. Bengals are allegedly looking for a skill position player like a wide receiver. A lot of smoke about Ladd McConkey. He goes 32, so that's not happening.
I don't know why people love that damn McConkey dude, other than I don't understand.
You know why. All right, so Jordan Morgan, the tackle from Oregon, goes two picks before the Bengals. And again, this is a spot where the Bengals should be thinking about trading up. Like, they definitely should be trading up. If there's a player that they want, they need to go and get him. Hell, go get the tackle that you want, you know, at the start of the second. You know, but you know, you get that night between rounds one and two. All right, so they want a skill position player, maybe a wide receiver. Troy Franklin is there. That might be something. I can't see it. I know we're staying away from the school up north.
Hey, man, the whole – that fucking locker room is damn near blue and maize as it is.
Yeah, they got a lot. So what are you thinking?
And we suck.
So what are you thinking? The value pick is not there at
– It ain't.
There's a tackle from Yale. We're not
right. We right
from there.
Right.
Come on, son.
We don't need any doctors. Or we
correct.
Do, but, right.
Yeah. Like, I mean, so if you go back to the top there, do you take the skill position player? Troy Franklin is somebody that they have an interest in.
I don't think we need a receiver this year.
Right.
I mean, not the second round anyway.
Right. So that's where, this is where it gets goofy if you don't take a tackle. Yeah. If you don't take an offensive tackle in round one, you get stuck. You're stuck. I have no idea what to do here. You don't want to overdraft.
I don't think and none of these dudes are, I mean, what the fuck would I trade for any of these bums?
Right. I mean, Jatavion Sanders, the tight end. Maybe you did double down, take Fisk from Florida State, the defensive tackle, and you double up. I can't imagine they do that. We don't need another safety. We got a bunch of them.
We got a bunch of, right,
Chris
no covering safety
tackles. I'd probably lean towards doubling up on defensive tackles or taking a wide receiver.
I might double on defensive tackles too.
Yep.
You can't, I mean, fucking buying beef by the pound. Sure,
again,
go for
what
it.
What did I say? Why do the Bengals suck in the trenches? Because they don't put value picks. I sent you that thing, right? It was the curse of Big Daddy Wilkinson. They haven't drafted.
You put that thing out. Yes, yeah. The 99 curse.
Yeah. Yeah, the number curse of 99, and they haven't drafted a defensive tackle in round one since then.
Right.
Big Daddy. Which would, again, if they take Murphy, that would be a breaking a trend here. I'm gonna take Fisk, and we just double up on D tackles. We still haven't gotten an offensive lineman. That's probably not a great idea. All right, it's going to round three. Maybe a tackle will fall to us. There goes Patrick Paul. That's not good. They're just rolling through. We got 2 third round picks. And you know what? If the funny thing is, the dude from Ohio State. Oh wow, Roku went to third round. The dude from Ohio State, the defensive tackle, is still there. He has a fourth round grade on here, but people like think he's going to go in the second. What's his name? Hall.
The The other Bengals in Columbus.
Yeah.
Them F nuts, they suck too. Their defense sucked.
So, man, I'm telling, this is like the nightmare scenario where
what did you hear? I guess the best tackles are front loaded.
Yes, they are.
So
you could take Cooper Beebe, you're overdrafting him. You could probably get him in with your supplemental pick, like at guard. But you still don't have a tackle. Like, you just don't have a tackle.
You don't have no tackles.
No tackles.
We did get one in free agency, right?
Yeah, but he's only signed for a year.
Right. We're the Bengals front office is like, fuck, last year was it, but this is really, really it.
Okay, so the Bengals, you know, the Cleveland Brown quarterback jersey plate thing, right, where it has all the 27 quarterbacks that have started. Okay, right. So we have one running here for right tackles. Can you name the five different right tackles that have started for the Bengals in the last 5 years?
Other than that one, we just got sent to Arizona. Good riddance.
Okay, that's one. Jonah,
right. When did – Kane Rutherford Gates was the left tackle, wasn't he?
It's past then. He was left anyway.
Shit.
Last 5 years. Since Zach Taylor.
Fuck, who was the motherfucker before Slap Nuts?
I'll give you a hint.
Bobby Hart. Oh, yeah, that college dude.
Lyle Collins, yes, yeah. He is also one of them.
Right, so yeah, that fucking nut.
Riley Reiff, we signed him as a free agent from the Packers.
Right.
Jonah. Yep, and then there's one other one. Oh, I think he did. Now you got Lyle in there. Yeah. Awful.
You need a right tackle. If the other dude works out, I still like to get rid of the left guard and the center.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, even without finishing this, like, we are without an offensive lineman and we're getting into the third round and you don't have one. Right.
We know it. Everybody else in the fucking league knows it.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Don't you? You almost have to pick a tackle at 18. You almost have to. Unless you trade back into the second to get a pick. You almost have to take an offensive tackle.
But all the good tackles were gone by the time we got.
Well, again, 18. Based on this mock, you have no idea overall. But yeah, right. That's what I'm saying.
Right. And that even still, that's a crapshoot.
Correct.
As far as linemen go, I would say, I would be like, look, get somebody that's already been in the league. They blocked for fucking that Oopa Loopa that went to Baltimore now.
Right.
Or the Eagles or somebody like that.
But here's the problem. You got to pay.
You got to pay.
It's the Rob Peter pay Paul situation. So the reason that they can't hit on defensive tackles and offensive linemen is the reason we don't have Jesse Bates. It's the reason we don't have T. Higgins, too, because we should be paying some rookie or some rookie wage scale, but our whole offensive line outside of Volson is all free agents. You got to pay.
I was the one saying figure out a way not to pay a T or get something for him, and we did. That was fucked up.
Saying. But if you had drafted like two quality offensive linemen already, you would have had to not spend that money on those free agents, and you would have had the money to sign somebody else.
I don't know if you probably answered already, but would you do the draft of 3 years ago differently? Should we got the lineman and not got Chase?
No, you get the dude that's gonna for sure score touchdowns. That worked out, but think about it though. How many drafts have you had since then and you didn't get it? That same draft we got Jackson Carmen. He sucks.
He do suck.
Oh, that the following year we got Zach Carter, a defensive tackle. He sucks.
Right.
Like you can't hit Deontay Smith. He sucks. Like you see what I'm saying? Like you can't keep whiffing on these linemen, man. It just can't happen. Like it just can't. That's what I'm saying.
Unfortunately, the game is rigged already. You can pick five offensive linemen. Shit, three of them are going to wash. Three of any position, really. Right, even quarterbacks.
But you got to hit.
It's 50-50.
You got to hit eventually, and they haven't at all, especially under that.
Or the other thing is coaching.
Right. Well, and that's the other thing. Like, they haven't. Hey, you drafted these dudes in the third and fourth round, developed them into starters, and they haven't done that either. So, I put that at the feet of the offensive line coach, too. I agree. So, in this mock draft situation, though, I have no freaking idea what you do here, like in this third round pick. I have no idea.
I don't think we need a wide receiver this year, for sure, right, to be picking.
Sure.
We need a tight end, I'm guessing everything you hear in the tight end world is breaching.
Right. Yeah. Again, you did sign Gesicki, so you have. Well, he's really not. He's a tight end by name only, but I don't know.
Right.
I'm gonna take Kyrie Jackson the corner because we need one of them too. I'm just gonna take it. It's terrible.
Corner
I should have taken Jeremiah Trotter. That's probably what I should have done because they do need a downhill linebacker. He's gone by now.
No one gives. I mean, that's another. Like I said, defense is dead in the NFL now, right, almost.
And there's Cade Stover. He sucks.
And they're probably drafting too.
Michael Hall. There's no way he gets to round four, end of the round three. I can't imagine. But I already drafted two defensive tackles, so I'm not gonna draft a third. This Christian Mahogany dude. That thing I sent y'all from. Maybe I didn't, but like the dude that he, you know, picking Bengals players that fit their profile, you know, 4-year captains, you know, love ball, like all these things. This dude was like one of their guys, like would kind of fit there as a guard. So yeah, Christian Mahogany, why not? Let's take it.
Because we will see. See.
I've earned two rewards. I don't know what that means.
Well.
Let's see. In our grading, our draft. Grading our draft. No, two A's, two C's. Yeah, not great. So
third rounders should do something, but
they should be playing.
Are there any A picks in the fucking third or fourth round?
I mean, again, that's based on value.
Right.
It's based on value. Hold on. Let's do one other one here. Hold on. What was that? Pro Football Focus.
But this is here. This is the here thing. I think that our main Zach Taylor. I think he's on the. I'm gonna say he's kind of on a warm seat.
He's definitely not. There's no.
I think his ass is hot. Knocked out again. If the other three teams make the playoffs and we don't, his ass is hot.
I definitely that you know how this team operates. It's still not there. The wheels would have to fall off completely.
Here's the thing: you're paying we still have the highest paid player in the game, right?
Correct.
Right, for whatever. And now you're about to eat. You got a $21 wide receiver on one side, and the other mother blanker, he'll get his share, I guess. But he's about to go for $20-something million too. We better win some out of this shit.
Right. Like, no, I don't necessarily disagree with that part, but I don't think that at any point in time, unless it completely falls apart, that Zach is on the hot seat.
So we do the same
this season, you don't think you can get hot?
I mean, again, if the quarterback is healthy and for the entire season and that happens, I still don't think he'll be on the hot seat or for that, but like things will get interesting at that point, but he ain't getting fired. I don't even think it'll get hot. Like, cause you know, as long as Joe Burrow wants him there, he's going to be there. That's basically it.
Well, that's the other thing. The Joe Burrow is running his team now.
Well, it's most star quarterbacks do.
They do. I'm saying, but ugh.
All right. Sorry. Let's run this through. Sorry, we've moved over to Pro Football Network. I put it through for four rounds. I mean, let's do it where we take a freaking tackle at this point. No trades. Two trade offers. Aye, aye, aye. So we're taking Mims, the offensive tackle from Georgia.
Them Georgia players are crazy. They're good, though. They're crazy.
Right.
Fuck it. Go for it.
He's the only tackle.
Somebody else takes him. Right. Yep. To go for it. If it makes you hear.
And maybe a tackle falls.
Cheryl Curry.
Maybe a defensive tackle that we like falls to round two. I don't know if that's going to happen. Oh, Ladd McConkey looking like he's going to fall here. Or did he get picked at the bottom of the first? Dang it. There he goes, the Texans. Why would the Texans take him? They got plenty of wide receivers at this point. No trades. All right. Jackson Powers Johnson. Wow. He's a game-changing center. He wouldn't play this year. He has no he has no position versatility. Like, he can't play guard. He's only a center. That means you'd be drafting him to redshirt to take over for Harris. Yep, that's what I think the same thing. This Rook Ororo, the defensive tackle from Clemson, he's a big body. You know, then you get your offensive tackle, your defensive tackle. He's got a grade at 47. We're picking at 49. What do you think?
I think we're fucked.
Or do you take Zach Frazier, the offensive, the center from Western Virginia?
Take that mother blanker. Number 42. Yeah.
The center or a Rook or Rocco row?
A Rook
or defensive tackle.
Fuck. Wait a minute. Jackson Powers Johnson is a center, right?
Correct.
Oh, no. Yeah, they're both center. What about and Frazier is too?
Yeah, Zach Frazier is the same. But he has position versatility. He could play guard.
42.
All right. Now we have no defensive tackles now, by the way. We've just done the opposite 42. Of what happened in the last one.
Right.
So you got to get a defensive tackle. Maybe Arukuro will last around three. Or you get take Michael Hall if he lasts.
Now, the Bengals have to get creative in this draft. That's what they're
going to do. I agree. They're going to have to. There goes Michael Hall.
Get to pull out the Jefferson soundtrack. Moving on up. You got to win now. You got to win now. Like nobody's fucking business.
All right. Pick 80. We have we drafted an offensive tackle and a center. Have no defensive tackles. If we move over to the defensive side and look at the D tackles. Now, you brought up the other defensive tackle from Texas that caught on the Dewey. Yeah, right. I'm sure the Bengals have him off their board. There's no way.
Right.
He's there at 93. I just can't imagine that happening.
They're not going to do it.
They had Mason Smith, the defensive tackle, in from LSU. They had him in for a visit. He is a big body D tackle.
Take him. This is, of course, it's going to be a C draft too. But
I would have taken Trotter if he had fallen, but he didn't. All the players still available. Blake Corum goes to Green Bay. This Bengals like Will Shipley, the running back from Clemson. He's white fella. Blake Fisher went 95. Wow. The tackle from Notre Dame. All right, what are you looking at here? These are your best availables. Now, see, to me, I know homeboy got busted. I'm taking Sweat if he's there at 97.
At 100 or 97?
Yes, at 97 with my supplemental third round pick, I'm taking him. And
you know what? I'm down. Sure, we'll take another.
And assigning him somebody.
Right.
That
right.
Keep him out of
bars. And
keep him out. Yeah.
Oh, wait, you just paid me $500,000?
Yeah. Do not pair him with Pac-Man. And we'll get through round four.
Can't go to Dayton either.
Yeah, stay out of there too. So we had a tackle, a center, and two D tackles. We doubled up on the offensive line. We have paid attention to the trenches. Finally, maybe get a skill position player here.
Got to.
Audric, I hate Notre Dame players.
I hate Notre Dame players. I hate Big Ten players. Too slow. I hate Pac-12 players on defense for sure.
And then running backs, wide receivers. Javon Baker Luke McCaffrey's hanging out down there, but he's 155. Javon Baker from UCF, Brendan Rice from USC. That's Jerry Rice's kid.
He's the Bronny Jesus. Weird. Right, he's the Bronny Jesus. That'd be weird.
Theo Johnson was mocked in the one that I sent y'all, the tight end from Penn State. I don't know. I don't know why they would need to divide and draft a tight end, to be honest with you. You know, you have Gesicki, you have Drew Sample.
Play with six blockers, that's what you do. Well, that's
yeah,
what you
let's
should
see.
Be doing anyway.
Maybe guard. No. Zach Minter, I know it's a school up north. He's the one that tore his leg up in the Ohio State game. He's probably decent. I mean, you can get him later because of the injury. I mean, he's a red shirt, but if you get him in the fifth.
Right, in the fifth round, we're no.
Like, yeah.
Sure, you know what? Damn, I'm about to say
something. This is
yeah,
the
get
fourth,
one for,
this
one
is our fourth round. This is our fourth round.
I know
round
one. Get, take it. Take it, damn it.
Oh, my goodness.
Right. Fuck. I mean,
we still got one more round.
I know, but we're fucked next year.
Why?
You said we're fucking everybody FA'ing. It's going to be free agent next year.
Who? Besides T?
T? We got to get rid of that. Our left end. Oh, I don't care if you're on contract
who?
Or not. Get rid of
Hubbard? Who? Yeah. Hubbard? Oh,
yeah.
He's getting up there. I think he is a free agent, though, too.
Right.
So there you go. Two offensive linemen, two defensive tackles, and another offense. So no skill players at all. Just straight trenches.
Straight.
Can't see the Bengals doing that. But
probably not, but that's what they kind of we need some diamonds.
Yeah, no, they need to find some real players.
Some real meat. I think we're skilled. If we can get some meat that can run block and pass protect, which is hard in these days apparently. Then yeah, we can keep our quarterback upright for at least 12, 13 games a season.
Right. Well, that's it, y'all. So I think in the past what we've done on draft night, we've picked up usually about 10 picks before the Bengals pick. So if they're picking at 18, we'll probably pick up at 10. And, you know, kind of see how it goes out on, you know, a live stream version of this and kind of see how it goes. You know, it was a lot better. Well, they were picking at midnight before, so we'll definitely be able to be in bed before
the midnight every year.
Yeah, that'd be great. But, you know, so anyway, happy Achilleversary, sir. Just relive those 25 years. Relive those 25 years since that absolutely just shattered the team and franchise.
Shit, I mean, that whole the 90s total was just with him and that looping from Klingler.
Yeah. Thank goodness Mike Brown's not fully in charge. That's basically what we're saying, y'all. So, anyway. All right. So, remember, you'll be able to find us iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, all of those. No, Stitcher doesn't even exist anymore. But, yeah. StreamYard, wherever you want to listen to this. And I'm good. You want to have exit music for the podcast side, sir?
I just said, damn, I just had this song by Sheryl Crow.
You said it, but I didn't quite
get
it.
Yeah, fuck. If it makes you happy.
No, okay. All right, so I'll stream that on the podcast side. Producer, I'm going to sign off. Go ahead and sign off, big fella.
I need alcohol.
Yeah, I figured as much. It was purposely
set up. For the arm and the mouth. So that's just
noted. We'll see everybody on the other side. Peace, everybody.
Peace.